Our nation's youngest veterans, those who joined the military right out of high school and serve one or more combat tours, have an unemployment rate of 20%, more than twice that of their civilian counterparts. Governor Neil Abercrombie urged Hawaii employers to hire these veterans and also asked them to prepare their businesses for multiple deployments.
What do you say to other employees when you say, well, yes, so-and-so is not going to be here for 12 months or 18 months, but we're going to hold their seniority. You're going to have to pick up the slack for that individual's work effort. And then someone comes back and then they get an order to go out again.
Hawaii Hires Heroes is a local program that helps young veterans find jobs. Retired Brigadier General Ann Greenlee is one of its founders and chairs the program.
We get employer job announcements. We email those out to the veteran community. And we have two websites that employers can post their jobs openings on. We're sort of like the Coconut Wireless. Everything is free for both the veteran, their families, and for the employer.
H3, as it's called, presented a number of recognition awards to employers like Jasmine Tanioka, general manager and CFO for Tanioka's Seafoods and Catering in Waipahu. Tanioka says all of the company's 120 employees put customer service first, including the six veterans on staff who also belong to the Guard and Reserve.
What we found is that when we do hire from our military, every single one of them is amazing. They come in on time. They're not afraid to work hard, and we really, really admire them, and we're so blessed to have them with us.
Regional Human Resources Manager for McDonald's Corporation, Paulette Wage, also accepted an award. She has been recruiting active duty, guard, and reserve members for 2 years. Wage says employees with military experience are field tested.
They learn life skills. And at McDonald's, in the restaurant business, it sometimes feels like a war zone. You know, you're dealing with teens, you're dealing with senior citizens. A machine can blow up. A bus can pull up on your lot. And these people have the maturity to stay calm and to lead others.
Department of Labor and Industrial Relations Director Dwight Takamine says the Abercrombie administration is committed to supporting the Hawaii Hires Heroes program. Takamine says Hawaii's low unemployment rate of 4.9% makes it a competitive job market that can be influenced by those doing the hiring.
Those employers who are willing to help provide that opportunity, you know, that special, hey, it's okay what you've gone through. We appreciate what you've gone through. If we can work together, you know, we need your skill set, then it comes as close to a win-win situation as you can get.
Following the awards ceremony, Lieutenant General Frank Rosinski, commander of the U.S. Army Pacific at Fort Shafter, made a straightforward plea.
We just went through a Memorial Day weekend, three or four ceremonies of honoring our war dead and those who pay the greatest sacrifice. I gave one speech at one location, and I talked about, let's take care of them before they're dead. Let's take care of our veterans.
According to H3, an estimated 1 million veterans will be returning to their home states over the next 5 years as the military draws down from multiple wars and deployments. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.